Urbana. This is See You at the Show coming up on next on WFT. Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht, and I'm back in the studio with Linda Evans. Only our second live show in 13 months, Linda.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're still a little rusty being back in here, obviously.
I know.
Which is fine. You're doing a great job.
I don't know. I feel bad. Surfability Freakout didn't get its usual hype, and finding our way around here in the studio, it's so foreign to me.
Yeah. It's different, but, we're getting back in the swing of things, and theater's getting back in the swing a little bit.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yeah, right.
We don't have any guests.
Yeah, it's just the two of us.
We've always said we could pull this off if we had to.
Yeah, and we did last time, and we have before. But, yeah, I mean, you won't get sick of us.
I wanted to really lower the expectations of us having never done this before.
No, we need high expectations, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a good cop, bad cop.
Well, yeah, the listener line is lighting up. People are right. Affirming us, and look at all the Facebook's blowing up.
Right. Anyway, so there's some theater going on. We kind of missed some theater.
Yeah, it's great. The U of I, it had been. Were you saying this is a series?
I don't know if it's a series or not, but we had bought tickets to see Ordinary Days.
Yeah, it ran for 2 weeks, I think three shows each week at the end of the week.
I think they only missed one because of weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it was outside, and we heard wonderful things about it. So we heard it was really good.
Yeah.
and it's kind of a neat way to do theater, and I hope that we see more outside venues happening.
Well, that amphitheater space has been something even before COVID. I'm just like, that is so cool.
It is.
Why doesn't anybody use it?
Right.
And we've looked at spaces outside of the station and back. It's a Urbana City property that goes back. There's like a bridge and the gardens kind of in between where...
In Urbana, near the station theater.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Back along the tracks.
Right.
And what's the name of the restaurant right there?
Black Dog? Is that the one you're talking
about?
No. Oh, the one right next to us? Broadway Food Hall? No.
Nope, never mind. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Courier? It's all the
same owners of the Courier.
All right.
Silver Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Silver Creek's parking lot backs right up into that same area. And mm-hmm. It's really quite pretty. So we've kind of scouted that as a possible venue for some station shows. Right now...
We will have some outdoor stuff. Station.
Oh, really?
Summer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since we have a board member of the station here in the studio,
why doesn't
she tell us about this?
So the station theater is going to be running a teen spotlight summer theater workshop for BIPOC teen artists, 13 to 17, who identify as BIPOC. And it's a training program. No experience is necessary. 9 sessions, July 12th through the 30th. And then the final showcase will be performed and videotaped on Saturday, July 31st at 2 o'clock, and that most of that will happen outside, weather permitting.
Is Jackie instructing?
Well, they have, I didn't write down all the instructors, but Jackie is helping set it all up, and CUTC is also helping, but we have other instructors set up, like Jalen Hope and other BIPOC instructors doing that. So we'll post something on our Facebook page because you can sign up right now, and we definitely want to get the word out for that.
You said this starts in June?
July.
Okay.
But the sign up is now, and you need to apply before June 1st.
We've got some updates on other activities for kids. That one was unique to BIPOC, which is excellent, another great inclusive initiative of the station. And the CUSDC, who you mentioned before, is also doing their driveway cabaret series. I think they've already had auditions.
Yes.
So they have already had auditions. And so it's called Driveway Cabaret, and I really want to talk to them more about how this is going to work. But basically, it seems as though if you want to host this, you will get 50 minutes of entertainment provided by CUT youth from our area. And you can arrange times. There's a four-day block in, or actually there are three four-day blocks in June. So the 10th through the 13th, 17th to the 20th, 24th to the 27th, they will come to your driveway, your yard, your porch, your patio. All you need to do is have a 10 by 10 performance space and the ability to separate from the actors and audience by 10 feet. This is a really cool idea.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. Another outdoor idea. And I'm also excited because Ruth Zilke is directing. And Ruth grew up in CUTC, and now she's an adult, and now she's going to be directing. I love how people kind of come up through performing it for CUTC and other local groups, and then they come back and help direct or do other things. So it's really kind of cool.
This is really cool. We should. I'm just kind of wondering if something like this could be, I don't know, if we could sponsor it and put it somewhere where
we should have Ruth. We should talk to her.
Talk to her, right.
Yeah.
And we can't talk about pricing here, but if you have the maximum of 25 total guests, the cost to do this will be less than the cost of 25 people to go to a show. Do you think I navigated that prohibition from talking about prices?
And okay. Exactly the lawyer-like way that you needed to. Awesome.
So anyway, you can find out on the CUTC website and Facebook page all about this driveway cabaret details. I don't know anything about who the performers are, but I'm sure we can get some performers to come on our show and do some teasers.
Right, and it might not always be the same performers because they have like three different groupings, like June 10th through the 13th, the 17th through the 20th, and 24th through the 27th. So it said on their website that it might not always be the same people for each performance.
Hmm.
So that could be interesting too. You could see more than one.
Right.
Yeah. And they are also looking for actors, CUTC is, for the murder mysteries. I guess the murder mysteries are starting up again.
Well, that seems more tricky.
It does, but I have on good authority that they are looking for actors. So if people are wanting to act, I'm sure they're doing it in a safe way. They take it very seriously. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but let CUTC know that there you're interested.
There probably is no reason. Now, I haven't performed in one, I haven't seen one. I know some people have had a great time performing them. I wonder if that can be done outside.
It probably could, yeah. I mean, the eating part, because a lot of times they're dinners, so the eating part would be problematic. But maybe, I don't know, maybe they're
just... How is
that
problematic? We just walked here by, like, hundreds of people outside eating dinner.
I know. If they're outside, that would be fine. But if it was indoors, it would be harder. That's what I'm...
That's true.
Yeah. So that's why I meant that it would be problematic. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. So there's also... We were talking about kids earlier. Can I mention another thing that's going on for kids?
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite things, the Illinois Shakespeare Festival is going to be going on again this summer in Bloomington Normal. And they have five camps for students, 3rd grade to 12th grade, and two for adults. And some of them are online and some of them are in person outside. So if you're interested... check that out. Go to Illinois Shakespeare Festival. We can put a link on our Facebook page, but also for outside theater.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute here. I've never been to the Shakespeare Festival. Have you?
Yes, and it's outside. Like, so the Shakespeare, they're always outside because they have an outside theater. That's why I was mentioning it. And
where is that? I know it's in Bloomington, but like, right. Where do you know? Is it on campus?
No. I don't know how to give, I don't know Bloomington Normal enough to like give directions. I mean, I guess it sort of is on campus, but it's, anyway.
Well, describe it. Is it amphitheater-y?
Oh my goodness. So there's like a lawn so you can go and have a picnic beforehand mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then it's outdoor seating, and but there's a theater, but it's open to the elements. So and it's always like that. So it really lends itself to pandemic times.
I wonder what other Bloomington theater groups get access to that, if at all.
I mean, I think people come to Bloomington Normal for this. Like, they get hired to come and act and direct and stuff. So I don't know. We should have them on so they can explain how that works, because I don't know how it works. But I do know that they are doing, that you can get tickets now. For Measure for Measure and The Winter's Tale. I really, really, really want to get tickets for The Winter's Tale, so we need to go to that, because that was one of my favorite Shakespeare plays that all three of my kids were in, so it's kind of close to my heart.
They were on at the same time?
Uh-huh, yeah. And it was a great play. And it was one that I, a Shakespeare play that I did not know previously until my kids were in it, and it's a lot of fun. Like, it's kind of a tragic comedy, so it's got both in it. And it has a pretty big cast, and it's just fun.
Are there is this a like a teen or child performance?
No,
or this is adults.
Adults, and it's usually it's like a group of the troupe does all of the shows. Usually, it's three a summer, and they like a couple days that week they'll do Measure for Measure, and then a couple days they'll do, you know, The Winter's Tale. And so the group is all cast in all three shows, but they might have like a really big part in one and a smaller part in another. And so they have to know, and in this case, it looks like they're only doing two, but they have to know all of their lines and all their blocking and stuff like that for two shows or three shows for the summer and not get it confused. And it's kind of cool.
That's really neat. Have any of the like the Champaign area actors performed in it before that you know of?
Not that I know of. But again, I don't know enough. Sorry. I know a lot of people from Champaign go and see it.
Yeah.
Especially the group that the homeschooling group that used to do the Shakespeare plays, we would go quite often. So I should know more about it, but I don't. So we'll have to interview them and check it out, because I've always wondered how people get involved in it. But it seems like it brings in people from like all over the country. But I don't know how they choose their actors and directors.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody out there might know.
Yeah. Well, like the way. See, that's one of the things that's intimidating to me about Shakespeare is how it almost feels like if I wanted to get into it, that I would have to learn more about it, because it seems like they.
No.
Yes.
No,
really seems like there's a short learning curve because they believe that everybody's already familiar with this stuff.
No, so the best way to learn Shakespeare is actually be involved in a play. So you should get cast, and then you'll learn it. Even for a high school and college, I think I have some friends that teach Shakespeare in high school and college, and they agree that it's better than getting a lecture or going through and reading it together and stuff like that. Actually performing it is the best way to learn what the Shakespearean language and what the play is actually about. We're going to...
Well, I did audition, you know, for the What You Will Shakespeare Company.
I know.
And, well, we should check out some of their performances. Unfortunately, I think they stopped casting people from the community.
Right, because they had enough students that they didn't need to. And mm-hmm. they give students first priority, which is understandable.
Hey, speaking of the What You Will Shakespeare Company, though, tomorrow is the premiere of their of The Merchant of Venice.
Yay.
At 7 p.m.
I'm surprised people still do that one. That one's a little problematic for me, but yeah.
It's on the What You Will Shakespeare Company has a YouTube page. You can get redirected to it from the their Facebook page, or you can just, I'm sure, search YouTube query-wise. But I have seen their shows online, and they do a great job. It'll be fun to... Okay, that's just a way for baby step. I mean, to go to some of those shows.
Right.
I've loved going up to Navy Pier to see Shakespeare.
Well, let's get tickets for The Winter's Tale. I think you'll really like it, and we should watch one together online. But it's really... There's nothing... I really like seeing Shakespeare in person. I think it's much better. I mean, obviously, live theater is great anyway.
Well, this is Eric Schacht and Linda Evans. See you at the show. We're back in the studio today, and we're just kind of doing a catch-up on all the things that are now emerging now that people are getting vaccinated. We're vaccinated, so we're back in the studio. Lots of theater groups are both they've been planning how they're going to do things by a remote sort of online present setting, and they're happening. But then other situations, we're doing stuff actually performing and in person, maybe with or without an audience.
And I have to plug something else that we need to watch.
What's that?
Decatur. We talked to Pipe Dreams Studio Theater a while back, a few weeks back, and they still have the last 5 years running. Because they had several different casts for the last 5 years.
Right.
And so this weekend is the last chance for us to see the last 5 years. So I'm definitely going to check it out, because I didn't get to see any of the other casts. So, and that's streaming.
And that's once they show, they're done. This isn't available. So the rights were limited.
Right.
And so, okay, we'll see the third cast. And I know that they were doing some non-traditional casting for that
show,
which was one of the great things about it. And I think... And we didn't do a good enough job promoting it, and obviously not checking it out.
Right. I mean, I mentioned it a couple times, but here I'm mentioning it again. Check it out. This is your last chance. That's Pipe Dreams Studio Theater, the last 5 years.
And that's the group
that's this
in
weekend.
Decatur. That's Millikan students.
Well, yeah, it's.
I know that they allow community members to audition and stuff, but it's run by Millikan students.
Correct.
They have their own dedicated space, which I can't wait to go and see when they start doing things in person.
Right. And we should have them on the show again. I didn't see anything on their website about anything coming up. So, but after this weekend, maybe they'll have some stuff showing.
Well, the place we have gone in person is to Danville.
Right.
And we went to see the Red Mask Players do You Are Perfect.
Right.
And we've talked about that on the show. It was really well done. We felt safe being vaccinated and being inside, reasonably socially distanced. They need to enforce masks better. But I think in general, the idea of how to do indoor theater was there. It was a small cast show. And they pulled it off. And the Red Mask Players, did I call them the Red Lamp?
No, you didn't. But they have the Red Lamp coming up.
I know. That's so complicated. The Red Mask Players are doing the Red Lamp.
Right. And that's May 14th through the 16th and the 21st through the 23rd.
So this is definitely going to be in person.
Yes.
They're keeping that up. And I don't know Red Lamp. It's a cast of six.
I looked it up, and there's a book. I could not find anything in my quick search of the play to understand what the play's about.
Well, as I understand it, a hungry tramp breaks into a house for food and recognizes a lamp which supposedly brings good luck when lighted. The son befriends the tramp, who leaves on the approach of the head of the house, a strict maiden lady, the boy's aunt. I could keep reading.
I feel
like there would be spoilers. This thing goes on and on.
I was looking for just a quick synopsis. I saw that too.
Okay,
but
well here,
I was looking
here
for...
the quick synopsis is what the director wrote me, John McCool. He said, "The only thing I can really say I want to publicize is that if people want a good laugh, then come see this show.
Oh, good.
It's a fun experience.
It's fun. We need something fun. Uh-huh. Because although they did a great job with the last production, it wasn't necessarily a fun, funny show. So that's nice that they're going to funny.
I mean, I don't know if there would be a way to do Charles Manson
in a comedic form. No. It probably shouldn't be done. There might be a way, but it should not be done.
That's something that people will be saying too soon for...
Forever,
probably.
Right. And also in Danville, DLO Musical Theater has auditions for teens for the musical Hairspray, Sunday, May 9th and May 10th. So check out DLO Musical Theater, and they're doing Hairspray.
Yep, and once again, the Strain family is leading the charge there, with Lisa Strain is going to be the director. I hope that some of the other Strain family members are going to be part of that cast, too, because it's a super talented family. And I haven't seen Hairspray locally since when?
Since UTC did it at Parkland?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. I saw that one. My kids have been in it through the Park District, but that's been a few years.
So this is called the teen musical. So I don't know exactly what that means. I guess it literally probably means if you're a teenager.
Right, that they're casting teenagers. That's the way it looked to me.
So the auditions are going to be Sunday, May 9th and Monday, May 10th in the evening. So you can get more information on those off of DLO's Facebook page. And the website is, did you already give this information?
I did already give this information.
I was already looking ahead to the next thing.
Anyway, if you want to audition locally here in Champaign tomorrow and you're free, you can come to the auditions for Kingdom of Dreams, The Tale of Oz, which is a really exciting production that is written by Kenny Chumbly, and who's a local playwright, and directed by Tanya Combs. And auditions tomorrow, 7:30, First Wesleyan Church in Urbana, which is 408 East Illinois. And we would love to see you. We've already held some auditions. I'm assistant directing this, so that's why I'm plugging this hard. We would love to see you come out and audition. We've already had some auditions, but we need to see more people. And it's going to be, it's Oz-like, but there's also just characters in it that you would not think of in Oz. So it's not your typical Oz-like production. And it's completely original. There's music, but it's not a musical. And it's just going to be so much fun.
Are you just encouraging all demographics, all
everybody,
genders,
we want to see, yes. And we're happy to cast any gender in any part. We're happy to cast, any ages, races, anybody. We just want to see everybody come out and audition that is interested in being involved in a show soon. We start rehearsals mid-May. And then we will put the production on at the Gene Minor Theater at Parkland first week of August. So it will take up a little bit of your summer, most of your summer, but it'll be worth it. And Brianna's going to be doing the costuming, and Graham is doing...
Are we supposed to know these people by first name basis?
We've talked about them before. Brianna's done costuming for the station for several shows. Farinelli was one of the shows she did, and Graham did the sets for I Hate Hamlet at the Station Theater, and he's amazing. So it's supposed to be, there's going to be a wow factor. Like that's, when you talk to Kenny, that's what he talks about when he talks about the show. It's going to be an extravaganza. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember looking at when that was first going to be put on in the Urbana High School. Right.
Well, I don't know. No. It wasn't the same show, I don't think.
It wasn't the same show.
Because he wrote another show.
That's right. That was when he was going to do a slightly musically adapted version of his last show. Wasn't he writing songs for that?
Yeah, well, there are songs in that. Anyway.
There are songs in the new.
He's constantly writing. So, but this he said this is going to be his last show, but we're not going to hold him to it. But it's going to be big. Everybody's going to be masked.
That reminds me of like This Is It Furniture going out of business.
And you always get a free onion.
Every show of Kenny's is going to be his last show, I think. He comes out of retirement more times than...
Anyway, you're going to get me in trouble. So we'll have probably Tanya on to talk about it later at some point. And that should be fun. But yeah, and if you can't make auditions tomorrow night, just let me know. You can let me know through the See You at the Show Facebook page, and we can figure something else out. And like I said, we're going to be following COVID protocols, And right now, as it stands, you know, unless something drastically changes between now and August, the performers are going to be masked during the show.
We've also, it's great that the high schools are cranking along with getting back into doing some theater. Champaign Central has just announced and cast that they are going to be doing a show that we saw at Urbana just a couple years ago.
Theory of Relativity?
Yeah.
Nice.
What a great show. And that was a bold decision to take a show, not just because it had recently been done, but because of all the accolades that it got. The Urbana cast was amazing. They mm-hmm. they were all set to go and take their show to a national competition right when COVID hit. So, and we both saw it. It was really a cool show. And so I'm excited for Central. And obviously she must know that she's, LaDonna Wilson must know she's got the talent to really
She's
do
never
a great
intimidated.
Job. That's
I
right.
Think.
So yeah, it's more of a challenge, right?
Right.
And
good for the Central kids for continuing to try to do some theater right now. I know it's not easy.
Well, they were going to do Clue the Musical,
right.
And that was something they'd intended to do the fall, even under COVID. That didn't work out, but they have moved right on to something else.
Yeah.
And they just got done doing a really nice online presentation of Shakespeare and
cabaret. Right. So
that's really going strong. And Urbana has, we've had Alyssa Pavlakis on the show before, and she's going to be joining us next week, hopefully, to talk about their, it's kind of like a review sort of a thing. It's called Songs for a New World. That will be going, that'll be online next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, looking at some of the songs that they will be doing. Actually, I don't know many of these songs. I can't wait to talk to her about it. I'm not going to give any spoiler alerts. It'll be interesting. So tune in next week with Alyssa.
I will tune in.
Good.
Are we going to have her in studio?
Yeah, it'll be the first. So there's a 3-person max in the studio.
Right.
So we will have Alyssa in, and we will max this thing out.
All right. Okay.
And it'll be fun. It'll be like the first in-studio guest show. So we can keep having new firsts.
Right.
Because a year ago this time, we were also doing firsts, and that was first bad thing, like first live performance on Zoom, first, I don't know. Lots of firsts where we were learning how to do things in a remote way. And that's what so many of these amazing theater companies have done to keep their performers, their students engaged, to keep the audiences entertained and aware. And we're trying to do our part with See You at the Show. And we'd always talked about expanding and trying to produce some shows ourselves, and we're hoping to do that this summer as well. And maybe using some of those outdoor spaces that we talked about would be good also. And if you have any ideas of things that you want us to promote about theater activities in the Champaign-Urbana community, let us know. The best way to reach us is by messaging us at our See You at the Show Facebook page, or just eric@seeyouattheshow.com.
I don't have mine.
Find us.
I don't have a Linda at
No,
See
I think you have to contribute like $4.99. So if you Venmo me,
okay.
I can add a second email account. If you Venmo me $4.99.
All right.
Per month.
Per
so
month.
So you have to set up like a recurring sort of a thing.
I'll just check out your email.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. It's easier. It's one less letter if you're wanting to save your keystroking.
Right.
So that kind of pretty much wraps up.
Well, there's one more thing that's happening May 1st.
You've got 30 seconds to talk about it.
We All Shine Productions reunited May 1st at 8 p.m., an evening of short plays, art, music, and poetry streaming. And that's from Bloomington Normal.
Great. Oh, my gosh. There's other stuff from Bloomington Normal.
I know. There's so much. And we only tipped, but that one I wanted to
I know. There's the hot new short plays. Have you seen about those?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of actors that I didn't think didn't know we're in it.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. We'll talk about
right.
hot new short plays online from Heartland Theater Company next week.
So stay tuned next week.
Stay tuned.
For See You at the Show.
Thanks
with Linda and Eric. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the WEFT Courier for Thursday. Join us for the WEFT Courier every weekday for Democracy Now! At 4 p.m.